Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
We are halfway home on a Tuesday. Very eventful couple of days here on the program and in our beautiful city of San Diego. Looking very beautiful this morning. Heard the rain was coming at some point.
I think I saw like a 40% chance around noon, and then okay. It's going to increase all afternoon.
Yeah, early afternoon is what Megan said last night on 10 News.
Looks lovely right now. You always do, San Diego. Your baseball team? You'd certainly keep us on our toes, absolutely.
The baseball team always looks lovely.
Yeah, they do.
Great uniforms, great ballpark. Handsome players.
Yeah, very handsome. But they're always on our toes. I'm Woodsy, Paul Reindl, executive producer, Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Before we get into more managerial talk, I'd like to wish a very happy Be Bald and Be Free Day to our boss, Adam Klug.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
Excuse me?
Be bald.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
And be free.
Why are you screaming at me?
Is it freedom because you don't have to like comb your hair every day?
I would imagine.
I think there's some appeal in that.
It would be the greatest. Like if you looked cool, because there are guys that look cool. Skip Schumacher looks cool being bald. I would not. I look like a thumb, as my wife reminded me again last night, and then told my four-year-old, Daddy looks like a thumb, and my four-year-old looked at me and just stuck his thumb out, and he goes, yeah, you little turds. So I would not look good bald. Paulie would not look good bald. You would not look good bald. We all have giant heads, so it's not going to look good for us. Adam does not. So Adam, again, happy Be Bald and Be Free Day.
No hair product necessary.
No haircuts even.
Don't need to spend a bunch of money on shampoos.
Yeah, conditioners, all the product for it. It's a fortune.
Also National Dessert Day.
No, we don't celebrate that here.
Don't we?
How are the Almond Joys going?
How many did you break
still
into
seven?
Yesterday?
Glad you asked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There's just wrappers. You ate all of the Almond Joys
there
I gave
like
you?
There's like 12 in there.
There's seven. There's one for every day of the week. You ate them all. No. Did you?
You tell me. You're holding the bag.
I am. I mean, you didn't give some of them to make your kids eat some of them. No one. These were all you. I'm so proud of you.
It was a rough night. And you got what you wanted, didn't you?
I did.
You got what you wanted.
I'll bring you more next week.
No, do not. If they're here, if they're around me, I'm going to eat them.
Next week, I'm not going to give them to him. I'm just going to surreptitiously leave them around places that he may encounter them. He ate them all. It's just an empty bag of wrappers. I'm glad you kept the evidence. Some people might hide the evidence.
You know I'm going to be
bury it
with
deep
you.
In the trash can.
I'm so embarrassed. But I knew it was coming. I actually held off until the Dodger game. And that's what got me. Once Bryce Tarang did not come through, the Almond Joys were there for me.
Well, yesterday was National Dessert Day Eve, which is usually always the fun day before dessert day.
Well, on Dessert Day Eve, you should open one and have it and then finish the rest today. Don't ever bring me Almond Joys again.
Okay.
You're going to turn me into a whale, and you're going to be happy about it. You cannot leave candy around me, dude. You just can't do it. And it's just, I'm sitting there. I remembered, they're in my backpack. My backpack is within arm's reach of my bed. My wife's asleep. It was like seeing a prostitute reaching over quietly, looking around to make sure.
Your wife was in the room.
She's dead asleep. And I'm slowly unwrapping these things, slowly looking around, just the almond crunch, hoping she doesn't hear it. And then one went down, and then two, and then three, and then four, and then five, then six, then seven mini almond joys. You're such a bastard for bringing those in.
Brandon says, you figure the guy on SD Fat Loss wouldn't even want to do that to people.
He wants me fat, believe you me.
And then I can get him on SDFatLoss.com.
I don't want to be.
First, I have to fatten you up, though.
He just wants me to be fat and disgusting.
Adam texts, he says, I have plenty of hair.
Right, right, right.
He just chooses not to let it grow.
Just be bald and be free, as I just said.
It's your day.
No, he said, are you stashing the wrappers like your eggshells? No, I just had to bring in the evidence. I wanted to be honest with you guys. I promise to be honest with
Woods
you.
Woods is open, and honestness is one of his best qualities.
And it's one of my
And
words.
He shares it with all of you tier ones, and you should feel lucky that he does.
I'm so mortified, dude. So mortified.
Yeah.
You asked for it. There it is. In all its glory.
Well, you've already eaten your smorgasbord of almond joys. Let's get back to the smorgasbord of Padres managers.
You're an evil, evil person.
Let's start with the in-house candidates.
Okay.
On my list, and this is by no means necessarily a comprehensive list, feel free to add and subtract as you see fit. Ruben Niebla, Brian Esposito, AJ Ellis, Scott Servais, Mark Loretta. Anyone you want to add that's already inside the organization that you think might be someone that AJ will at least interview for the position of manager?
Ben Fritz,
bullpen coach.
Sure.
Could you go even further afield, someone like a Jake Peavy who works for the organization?
You could.
That, you know, obviously he spoke to the team and has some motivational skills, no doubt about it.
Steve Finley.
Mud Grant.
So I mean, there's a lot of names, and you can't really rule out anyone. Of all of those that we have mentioned, you have to say Scott Servais is in the mix, having the experience. Very few guys on that list. In fact, he's the only one with managerial experience on that list. Mark Loretta has experience as a bench coach with the Chicago Cubs inside the organization. And I think that's the extent of like the high coaching experience. AJ Ellis is considered by many around baseball as a future manager somewhere. Is it with the San Diego Padres right now? I think it's a distinct possibility. But to me, if you're going to start in-house, the first person you start with is your pitching coach, Ruben Niebla.
Yes.
And by the way, it's not because he's been so successful as a pitching coach. Because I don't know that that translates. We talked to Buddy Black about it when he was here last week, about why so few pitching coaches actually get an opportunity in Major League Baseball. And he didn't exactly have an answer for it. He kind of talked about it a little bit in terms of, you know, getting to know the rest of the organization. But he says pitchers know hitters. You have to know hitters. You have to know everything about the game to be a pitching coach. So why don't they get those opportunities? The reason I think Ruben is such a good guy for this is he's a great people person who players gravitate to, that they like, that communicates well. Seems to be able to get his message across really well to pitchers. Like, they hear him and they understand him. He tailors his message differently for different players. He knows how to get through to people.
He's just one of the most elite human beings I've met in the game of baseball. And I mean on a human level. His pitching knowledge is unparalleled. The reports that you hear from every single pitcher that he worked with in Cleveland, every single pitcher he's worked with here, Blake Snell gave him a Rolex or something, or actually gave him the Cy Young Award. One of the two, I can't remember.
Or both.
But the human being is the quality about Ruben. The quality that I admire the most is the human being that he is, the devoted father that he is, and just the great dude that he is. Now,
it's bilingual, which is not a nothing in this day and age of baseball.
Does he know baseball? Absolutely. In, out, back, forward. Is he a tactician in baseball? I don't know. Maybe. I guess. You'd have to be that good at what you do. He is my number one overall choice, bar none, period, the end.
If you want to keep some of the good things that you feel like Mike Shildt has brought to the organization, who better than someone who has been with him,
correct,
standing next to him every step of the way? You could say the same thing about Brian Esposito, and I will be fair. I don't know Brian as well.
I don't either.
As I know Ruben Niebla. So I can't say the nice things and the glowing things that I can say about Ruben Niebla. They may be just as true about Brian Esposito. But I know Ruben Niebla. I know what kind of person he is. I know how players feel about Ruben Niebla.
Yes.
And I also have heard fans say, well, you can't lose him as a pitching coach. It's not going to stop giving pitchers advice just because he's the
manager.
I'm
the manager now.
I can't tell you. I mean, I know what's wrong with you, but it's not my job anymore. I'm sorry. Can't help you anymore. No. I mean, you will still have all of his knowledge, all of his resources. Yes, his time will be more divided, but I would presume that they would promote Ben Fritz, who plays a key role with Ruben all of the pitchers,
again,
and he's great.
Again, phenomenal human being, respected.
100%.
Who's probably up for other pitching coach jobs around baseball, and you would lose him if you didn't have a spot for him in your own staff.
Oh, I know one organization that is probably nipping at the heels Ben Fritz right now.
So in that way, you keep two of your best coaches. You reward them for the good job that they have done, and you maintain some of the consistency and the good things that you have brought with Mike Shildt over the last couple of years, winning 183 games over the last couple of years.
Yep. He's my number one.
Not a bad call. Everyone's always going to look for outside the organization. Now, I divided the list here into guys with Padres ties that at least I know about and guys that are kind of outside of the family. Guys with Padres ties, we've mentioned Nick Hundley, David Ross, Brad Ausmus, Phil Nevin, Ryan Flaherty, now a bench coach for the Cubs. And we talked about Bruce Bochy, not considered to be a serious candidate. Any of those names stand out among the group? Any more you want to add?
Joe Maddon? Always
no Padres ties.
No Padres ties. Always been interesting.
The guys without Padres ties, Rocco Baldelli.
Yep.
Albert Pujols.
Okay.
Ron Washington. Throw those names out there. Along with Joe Maddon. Buck Showalter, who has ties to Manny Machado. But again, like Joe Maddon, there's a reason I think why some of these guys have been out of a job for so long.
Has every team made their decision? Like, are there any other managerial potential openings?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
I know, there's like currently like six teams.
Boone said yesterday he expects to stay.
AJ Hinch is back.
He's got an
extension.
But what's happening in Philly?
Rob Thompson's back.
He is coming back for sure.
Okay. However, you think that those are all the categories, but you have to look at AJ Preller's history as well. And one of the managers he hired was still working as a manager for another team when he hired him.
Yeah.
When he hired Bob Melvin, he stole him away from another. He made it work. You know, when AJ has his mind set on something, he finds a way to usually make it happen. And if AJ has his mind set on someone who's not currently available, I don't think you can just eliminate everybody who's not currently available. And there are a couple of names on that list that I think you can't totally eliminate. Pretty sure Mark Kotze is comfortable with the A's organization. Got an extension. They're happy with him.
Just good young players, too.
Certainly would be someone, you know, with Padres ties. Torey Lovello is the name that I would not totally dismiss as a possibility.
How?
Because they certainly, at the end of the year in Arizona, the owner said, you know, they was not happy. The owner was not happy. There was talk that Torey wasn't going to stay. They eventually said he is going to stay. Do we know what's going on behind the scenes, though? Are they not willing to commit, you know, long-term to the future of Torey Lovello? If A.J. Preller set his mind on it, of prying Torey Lovello away from the Arizona Diamondbacks, is that something you think he could make happen?
I don't know.
Like he did with Bob Melvin?
I mean, everybody's got a price.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, why would Torey leave?
San Diego, I mean, I think the franchise is in a better place. You're in San Diego.
Petco Park, fans every night.
Is it in a better place?
Don't know.
Don't know. They got good young players there.
I just don't want to eliminate because AJ has surprised us before.
Are we doing this because we had a great interview with Tori Lavullo and we really want him here? I mean, partly yes, I'd say. He was amazing. I was one of the best guys I've ever talked to in my life. You know, fantastic. Fantastic interview.
He took him to the World Series 2 years ago.
I know. I understand.
He's a good manager.
He's a good manager.
Experienced, playoff success. He checks,
has a job
he
currently.
Checks all of the boxes.
Familiar with the Padres, at least, sure. As a division rival.
Yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know. I know who I want, and you know, I hope that that's the case. That's selfishly. That's my pick. Would be Ruben.
Yeah, but it's got to be unlikely to steal someone. I see Benji Hill's name. Mentioned him yesterday as well. Mexico team manager for the WBC is thought of well in many circles. Maybe someone who gets an interview. I wouldn't consider him a favorite for the job. But after going through all of those names, yeah, I'm leaning toward Ruben as well.
Yeah.
Right now. We'll see. I mean, you know, how badly does he want the job? What's the interview process going to look like? We'll find out more from AJ Preller coming up at 10 o'clock this morning live here on 97.3 The Fan.
Somebody asked in the chat, why, if you know, hitting is your problem, why would you hire Ruben Niebla? And I think a philosophy... I don't know what Ruben Niebla's hitting philosophy would be or his offensive philosophy. That would be something that you'd have to ask him. But again, you delegate for that into your hitting coach and your offensive coordinators and all that. So I think really a manager these days, you got to be able to command the room. You got to be able to have the respect. And I think Ruben's about the only guy with no experience managing that I would look at, honestly.
There's one other guy that name popped up. All day yesterday. He works for another organization right now. It's Gabe Kapler. And I guess I'd be willing to have a conversation about him because I think he does some things that are unorthodox and quirky. And who am I to say that that wouldn't work? He'd be a different type of voice. Had some success, but I still don't feel like it's the right... I don't know that that's... It doesn't present itself as like the clear, like, yes, of course, he would be great.
It's a really outside the box thought.
He's kind of, now we all assumed, because he's like a special assistant or advisor or something in Miami. We all assumed manager in waiting.
But he didn't get the job.
Yeah.
Leighton McCullough got the job.
Is he still there? Still in Miami?
I think he's still an assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't all the Pusoy being played with Gabe Kapler as the manager? You can't have, Paulie, if you open the door to Pusoy in the clubhouse,
yeah.
God only knows what can happen.
Pusoy can kill a man.
It can absolutely kill a man. I say no on Kapler just because of all of the Pusoy playing in the clubhouse. You cannot have it. You cannot have it. The whole Pusoy scandal happened because of Gabe Kapler. Just letting his guys do whatever they want, play Pusoy when they should have been taking batting practice.
That Giants team, they put the Pusoy on a pedestal.
They did.
And it just absolutely derailed their season.
Their whole season. Yeah, I'd forgotten.
You're right. I had forgotten
that he was the ringleader of all the Pusoy that was being played.
Brian Snitker? Heard that
absolutely
name.
Not. I'd like a manager that doesn't fall asleep in the middle of a game. Is that too much to ask for? Literally, pan to me. He's like... Spencer Strider's on the mound holding his elbow, and he's like, what is it? Absolutely not. I would put Bo in there before I put Brian Snitker in there. That you just made me sick. Sick, huh?
It's day one. It's day one, bro. We're just throwing names out.
They say there's no bad ideas in brainstorming. That is a bad idea. That's a horrible idea. Horrible.
Won a World Series.
I don't care. I don't care. Literally falling asleep. He fell asleep. His pitching coach was Strider's hurt. He's
what is it? All right.
Just trying to think of names that'll piss you off now.
I mean, I quit. You want to be rid of me? Hire that guy.
All right,
time for the manager's report. I'm like, I'll be in the crapper if anybody needs me.
Well, I did say, you know, once AJ gets his mind set on someone, he finds a way to make it happen.
I know.
All right, let's take time out. When we come back, we've got today's game of Take on Woods on the way. Chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. Jerry Seinfeld tickets. It's music trivia. If you think you can battle Woods, awake or asleep, call now. 833-288-0973.
What is it?
833-288-0973. We'll do that coming up next after a check of traffic. Ben Woods on 97.3, The Fan. First, though, Prize Picks is my daily fantasy site. I know there's a bunch of different ones out there. I've had a lot of fun with Prize Picks. Easy to use, easy to set lineups. You can do it like less than a minute, whatever sports you're watching. They've got lineups with players to set. You're just picking against the numbers. It's stat projections for your favorite players, like NBA stars, Luka Doncic, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry, NBA, NFL stars. Like Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, they're all on the Prize Picks app, and just picking against the numbers, more or less 2 to 6 players. Do that and win real money when you're watching sports. I mean, you're watching it all the time anyway. You get as good an idea of anybody as what's going on in these games. There's no magic to it. It's just your experience, and you're watching, and you're setting your lineups and winning real money. So when you download the Prize Picks app, make sure you use the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. It's easy to get your money in and out as well, which was important to me. You can get withdrawals fast and secure with Apple Pay, Venmo, even MasterCard. I've taken money out of my accounts. It was there in minutes. And then you can reload it back in however you want to play. They make it really simple with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that we all seem to have decided that we'd be happy with Ruben Niebla as manager of the Padres.
Yes.
Now let's go the other way. Don't hire Ruben, AJ. We don't want it.
They never listened to us.
Exactly.
Morning, guys.
Morning, AJ. Talk
like
to you.
Like Br'er Rabbit. Please don't hire Ruben Niebla
right?
to be the next manager of the Padres.
I think it's just such an easy transition. And this is, again, one of those weird things where this wasn't your typical... Hey, you underperformed. You're out. We're going to go in a different direction. We're going to bring in a whole new philosophy. Like, we won 90 games. We made the playoffs. I know that we didn't accomplish the ultimate goal. In a time of, it's tumultuous, is it not?
Like, oh, yeah.
And if we believe everything at face value, there were players on that team. And like we heard, Manny was having breakfast with Schilt, and Schilt probably called, I mean, he called Tony Gwynn Jr., right? He called people and let them know that this was what he was going to do. But I think when a Jackson Merrill or a Jake Cronenworth gets that phone call, it's a tumultuous thing to happen. And I think in a tumultuous time, you have to make it a seamless transition. Yeah, I think Ruben is a seamless transition.
Don't you want spring training to be run pretty much the same way? You don't want someone to come in and go, we're doing things a brand new way.
Yeah.
You're going to have to learn how to do it our way and this different way. You want
it's
a lot of continuity going
path
forward.
Of continuity is Ruben Niebla.
No, and it's so funny because I go back to a comment that that Christian Yelich made about Craig Counsell. And they said, hey, you know, Craig knows you guys and your tendencies. He's like, yeah, he's not bringing in some exotic blitz packages. It's baseball. I mean, it's all pretty much the same, right? Like, we don't have to worry that Council's drawn up some weird exotic blitzes in this game. It's baseball. Like, we know how to play. We know he knows us. We know he may know where to pitch us and stuff. But, like, at the end of the day, there's reams of information for every single team. So I think, you know, it's not football in the respect that the guy comes in, he goes, hey, guess what? We're running the wishbone, and we're all going to have to learn how to run the you know, all these RPOs and the wishbone and all this. Like, no. Ruben knows baseball. Ruben has the respect of the guys in the clubhouse. And, again, the human being that he is makes perfect sense to me, which means they'll go in a different direction. But I think, you know, again, you as a guy that's expressed interest in managing before, this is an absolutely perfect opportunity, in my opinion. And that's just my
opinion.
Maybe
the best it's ever going to be.
100%.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll have A.J. Preller live coverage of his Zoom news conference coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, commercial free. Right now, though, let's get to a little Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And let's go to the top of the board. Is this Patrick?
This is Patrick.
All right, Patrick, you ready to play Take on Woods?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Five questions of musical trivia. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our monthly grand prize drawing. This month, it is a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas. Two tickets to his show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum April 17th and 18th. Tickets. Ticketmaster.com. Woods has left the studio. He cannot hear this part of the game. You get to pick the category and go first. Here are the choices. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, five musical artists with Smith somewhere in the name. Keeping It Real, five songs and musical artists with the word real. And our new category, On the Bell Curve, five song titles and musical artists with Bell in their name. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Keeping It Real, or On the Bell Curve. Patrick, what would you like to play?
Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real. All right, the category isn't fake at all. Five song titles and musical artists that include the word real in their title. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know one, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's our two-second song. Polly is queuing it up now. And you need to give me both the song title and the artist to score that point. And remember the word real in all of the answers. Patrick, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Paul, you feeling good this time?
All right, let's
do it. 60 seconds on the clock. Category Keeping It Real. Patrick, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
May I have your attention, please?
The Real Slim Shady by Eminem.
Correct. Which Australian new wave band is best known for their hit, Send Me an Angel?
Pat.
Tim McGraw sings, I may be a real bad boy, but baby, I'm a what in a 2003 country hit?
Ooh, I know this one. Real Good Man.
Correct. Iggy Pop's highest charting solo hit in the United States was which 1986 single that was actually a cover from a 1958 song from Australia?
Pat.
Many Gen Zers got their first Sheryl Crow experience when she recorded which song for the soundtrack to the Pixar movie Cars?
Real Gone.
Correct. Which Australian new wave band is best known for their hit, Send Me an Angel?
Real Life.
Incorrect. Iggy Pop's highest charting solo hit in the United States was which 1986 single that was actually...
Real Wild Child.
Real Wild Child. Hang on. Did you say... Real Life on that one? I think that is actually right. Yeah, I think I got it wrong.
Oh,
yeah, Real Life. That is right. That is right. So you ended up with five.
Wow.
In the end, you got them all at the end, Patrick. All right, good job. Yeah, I wrote it down wrong, but that is correct. That did sound right to me. You are good. Five for five. You're in. Hang on the line. Let's bring Woods back in and see if he can do it. Match you at least. All right, Patrick's score is locked in. Sixty seconds back on the clock. Same five questions. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Patrick.
Wait, Real Slim Shady by Eminem.
Correct. Which Australian new wave band is best known for their hit "Send Me an Angel"?
Ooh. Pass.
Tim McGraw sings, "I may be a real bad boy, but baby, I'm a what?" in a 2003 country hit.
Pass.
Iggy Pop's highest charting solo hit in the United States was which 1986 single is actually a cover of a 1958 song from Australia?
Lust for Life?
Incorrect. Many Gen Zers got their first Sheryl Crow experience when she recorded which song for the soundtrack to the Pixar movie Cars?
All I Want to Do?
Incorrect. Which Australian new wave band is best known for their hit Send Me an Angel?
Category! I'm dead. What a choke.
You've already lost.
Yeah. Toast. Absolutely cooked.
I don't know.
Thought you might get some of these. You only got...
Give me the category.
It's real. Keeping it real. Real Slim Shady.
The Real Slim Shady.
Yeah. Real Life, Send Me an Angel.
Nope, didn't know.
I may be a real bad boy, but baby, I'm a real good man. Real Wild Child by Iggy Pop. And Real Gone by Sheryl Crow.
No idea.
You were just smoked today by Patrick.
Just absolutely decimated.
Well done, Patrick.
Good
you
job,
are in
Patrick
to the drawing for Las Vegas.
You got any Almond Joys over there to ease my pain?
I do not. You ate them all.
I ate them all.
Sorry, there's no consolation for you today.
Cooked. Cooked. Yeah, not built for October, Nick says. Yeah.
Shame.
Man, I'm a Padre.
Shame.
Yeah, Woods clearly doesn't care. Yeah, that's just me. I got my money. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You got your bag.
Got my bag. Oh, my goat is washed. I'm so sorry. That was embarrassing. I would say I'll do better, but training for Take on Woods is like training to hit in October. Like,
you just don't know. You just don't know what's coming up any single day.
You can't train for it necessarily.
You can't study for it.
I can't.
I mean, you're always listening to music.
Always,
so in a way, you're
reading,
always training.
Like, music bios and stuff. I'm reading a couple right
but
now.
Some
like,
days it's just not your day. You're facing a tough pitcher. You've just got, you know.
I tip my cap.
You don't see it well. Whatever, it's not coming
my
in.
Body language is terrible. Terrible right now.
All right, let's take a timeout. We'll talk more about the issues facing the San Diego Padres, looking for a new manager, and more coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, gang, if you're trapped in a high-rate mortgage, if you're watching your hard-earned dough vanish every single month, stop right now at Loan Pronto. They're delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years. Their rate reduction home loan program is a streamlined, low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. Imagine saving hundreds of dollars a month. Think about all of the Almond Joys one could buy. If you lock in a fixed rate as low as 4.99% APR, close in as little as 2 weeks, no appraisal needed in most cases. Here's the kicker. You could even skip your next two house payments entirely. Rates this low will not last. Call Loan Pronto now for your free, no-obligation quote. Imagine lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start with a better mortgage. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Lock in the new low rate. Skip those next two payments. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going out to San Diego State this afternoon. I've got a bit of a media day for some of the players as they get ready for their first basketball preseason game on Friday night against UCLA at Viejas Arena. By the way, Brian Dutcher speaking yesterday said tickets are still available. Remember, they're putting this game on to raise NIL money.
Ooh.
So this goes to the
Friday
players,
night.
Helps the program. You know, it's not part of the season ticket package, so they're trying to actually like sell out Viejas Arena,
good
and
idea.
That money is going to go toward paying players to keep the program going. I mean, makes a lot of sense, and if you want to support Aztecs basketball, did see, and some people were surprised yesterday, that San Diego State was not in the top 25 of the first college basketball rankings that came out. They give close. They're, I think, 28th, others receiving votes just outside the top 25. Really, there were no non-power programs in the top 25, other than Gonzaga, who's about as big of a power program as you can imagine, just not playing in a power conference. But San Diego State will have plenty of opportunities early in the season with the schedule that Dutch has put together to prove that they belong in the top 25 with not just the preseason game against UCLA, but top 25 Michigan. Oregon is right next to them, just outside the top 25, whoever else they play. Arizona's in the top 25. They're going to play them in a neutral site game in Phoenix. Not nice. That neutral, but so they'll have their opportunities early in the season to prove that they belong. I know Dutch really likes his team this year,
though. I mean, and again, like I saw some Aztecs fans getting upset about it. Paul, you're an Aztec for life. You don't
I was
care.
Surprised.
You're surprised, but like, this is what you want.
They'll be there in a week.
That's exactly what you want.
Yeah.
You
want give them two or three games, and they'll be right there.
It'd be fun. It's going to be fun, man. They got some really good new players. They got guys coming back healthy. Reese Waters Dixon, which I just learned this morning. He added the Dixon to his last
name. Added the hyphen back to his name.
Ben said, Reese Waters Dixon. I go, it's just Reese Waters. He goes, no, I put a high.
It was Reese Waters Dixon.
Then it's Reese Waters Dixon again.
It is.
All right. So, it's Reese Dixon Waters.
Oh, is it the other way? Dixon Waters.
Reese Dixon Waters.
Dixon Waters.
Say it again.
Reese Dixon Waters.
Say it fast.
Reese Dixon Waters.
No, just say the last name fast.
Dixon Waters. What?
Did you get it?
Did I get it?
Dixon Waters.
Yeah, there you go. Nailed it. When I bathe both my kids at the same time.
Dixon Waters.
Hey, look, it's my kids in a bathtub.
I don't think you want people all thinking about your kids in a bathtub. Once.
No, I mean, because they're literally, both of them.
Dixon Waters.
They're both jerks. Okay? That's what I meant.
Trying to have a serious basketball conversation.
I know you are.
Here.
You have plenty of time for it.
It's hopeless. I said Magoon Gwath is going to get evaluated by the doctors on Thursday and is closing in on his return. Now, he's been out after surgery for like 8 or 9 months, and he'll be a key member of the team as well when he comes back.
Well, we didn't talk yesterday, and I got screamed at online by a guy that was very mad about the we didn't get to the Aztecs football.
Let's
We were when I tell this guy, it was on the tip of our tongues to talk about the football game. And then we heard that Mike Schilt.
It was literally the first story of the Reinder Report, which we get to about 9:05, and AC's story dropped at like 9:01.
And so I was like,
23 hours and 48 minutes later.
Yes.
Let's get to it right after checking traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
So, yeah, yesterday, Paulie tweeted out the, run of show. This is what we have coming up on the program today. And I got a tweet that said, "Yeah, Aztec Nation doesn't watch this. Local podcast, no Aztecs. Yeah, really pathetic. Go Aztecs." And I said, well, we haven't gotten to the Aztecs yet, Mike, but it was a great win. Go Aztecs. And he said, yeah, sure. 5-1. You're not talking about the Aztecs pathetic. I'm reading it as it's written. You'll get around talking about the Aztecs until you talk the Padres to death, until there's nothing more to talk about the Padres. Stick to the Padres. That's all you're good at. Aztec Nation will live on with or without local media. Kind of need the local media, right, to talk about your team, air your games, things like that. And I said, well, we were literally just about to talk about it, and then Mike Schilt up and retired. It was a fantastic win for the Aztecs football team in a fantastic season. Jaden Dennegal, Ben, is like one of the most efficient passers in college football. And I wondered, as I was watching the games on Saturday a little bit, I wondered if maybe the University of Michigan could use a quarterback like Jaden Dennegal, from which he transferred for Underwood, who's not been good for them necessarily. And I'm watching this kid play, and I watch the attack. They're running the ball well, throwing the ball really, really well. He doesn't throw incomplete passes, keeps the ball safe. They dominated, and they look phenomenal.
Defense has been terrific. 12.2 points allowed per game, best in FBS football, I think. I saw it yesterday as well. Here's the thing. Yes, they have exceeded my expectations. They've played very well, and they are worthy of your attention and support.
Yes.
They may even contend for a Mountain West title now. They're 2-0 in the Mountain West. Need to finish top two to get to the Mountain West championship game. That would be a huge win for Sean Lewis in his second season in a program that is building and hopefully will continue to build. They're still, I mean, they're going to make a bowl game. They need to win one more game. They're going to make a bowl game.
They have. I think the over-under for wins this year was set at 4.5. They've already smashed that. So if you took the over, you're in good shape.
Great job. But we still know where this season is likely going to end for the Aztecs. In, like, the Arizona Bowl against Toledo. Because that's where they're going. They're not going to make the college football playoff. You know, their loss to Washington State probably guaranteed that. Even if they win the Mountain West, a team like South Florida, whose only loss is to Miami, is pretty far ahead of them for the non-Power 4 conference berth in college football's playoff. So they're playing for a conference championship, which would be great.
Which would be massive.
And that would be a step forward for the program.
Here's the problem.
They're doing things well, but that's all I can really say about the team right now.
But the other problem is if Sean Lewis comes in and turns this program around and leads this balanced attack with this great defense, guess what happens?
If he goes 11-1.
11-1.
And wins his bowl game, or 12-1, wins the Mountain West.
See you later.
Yeah, likely he'll take an opening at a bad Power 4 school somewhere that's willing to pay him five times what he's making now to try to turn their program around.
But again,
and then
the Aztecs
go back to square one.
And that's the nature of this awful, awful business that is college football. It just really is. So I think, but again, yeah, we were totally going to do it, man. I apologize. I'd like to. It's not a request show, so we had it on the plan to get to, and we just didn't get to it because of Mike Schill.
I'm very impressed, though.
Massively impressed, and Jaden Denegal is a really fun guy to watch.
We were skeptical going into the season, I think with plenty of reason, but they have played far beyond my expectations on both sides of the ball, and Sean Lewis has done a really, really good job after a really rough first season.
Horrible first season.
Doing a really good job. Now, the schedule is tougher in the second half, and you know, but they've
met. Boise State coming up.
It's not like they're eking out these wins,
right? They're winning convincingly.
They're hammering opponents right now.
They've got Fresno
State next Saturday after a bye. Still have Boise State. But yeah, they could play for a Mountain West title this year, which is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Good job, Sean Lewis. You have our respect.
Oh, I'm sure that he was keeping him up at night.
All right, Paulie, Rindle Report this time. We're going to get to it?
Yes.
I believe
allegedly.
So. Unless Kevin Acey's got any more news to drop at 9 o'clock.
We'll see what happens in the next couple of minutes. Otherwise, Rindle Report next with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.